This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. So, y'all know that on Sunday, we're going to celebrate Joe's Day. He signed it into law, and it's a celebration known as Juneteenth. The 19th of June, Mr. Biden signed it into law, and it is the celebration of the end of slavery in the United States of America. There's just one problem. Slavery has not ended in the United States of America. And I can prove it to you. I'm a slave. I'm an economic slave. And the government has figured out that instead of putting me in shackles and chains, they can just put a muzzle of a gun to my head and steal from us. Me, you, all of us. I am an economic slave. Slavery has never ended in the United States. We're celebrating a myth. Juneteenth. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Happy Friday.
Oh, yeah, happy Friday. What's so happy about it, Bert? I'm I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, Vince,
We're live.
I think class knows I'm a glass three-quarters full kind of guy, so.
Yeah, Bert, there's only one problem with that.
There's a hole
in the bottom of the glass, and there's no water.
We're being resourceful.
I sure hope you are being resourceful, because Lake Mead is running dry. Property in Las Vegas will be revalued based on whether it has water available or not. Farmers in the desert are using water to irrigate the desert. I mean, that's... Who thinks this stuff up?
Yeah.
Really? And New York City is some of the most fertile land in the entire country. It's just under concrete. The Garden State, the same thing. I'm talking about New Jersey. They've paved it over. Some of the most fertile land.
Vince, I hate to be the person to tell you, there's a lot worse covering the ground and in the water of New Jersey than concrete.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The highest state for cancer deaths per capita in the United States.
Right. Right. No question about it. And what we did, class, and if you didn't know about this, Operation Paperclip, the end of World War II, we brought some German scientists over, Nazi scientists, because they had to do stuff that we were just learning about. And they were... they were in the chemical business. Bayer, which is the new name for IG Farben, the guys that made Zyklon B, those guys, we brought some of their scientists over here, and they were brought into the chemical corporations as scientists, and we developed things like malathion and other insecticides. And, of course, during the manufacturing of these insecticides, there was waste products, byproducts. And best way to get rid of some of that is pour it in a river. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking about the. I was just talking about the mafia burials.
That's insignificant compared to the rest of the damage.
Oh, are we going to get in trouble, Vince? Let's hope
again?
Not.
Again?
Well, we don't. You know, so far I'm on good terms with them. So let's cross the. Hey, Vince, let's change to a quick update on the economy.
I'll tell you what you can do. I'll tell you what you can do. When we have the barbecue and the cookout this summer, you can apologize to them in person.
Okay.
I'm talking about my relatives.
Yes. Actually, it was just a joke. But
well, you'll have to. Don't tell me. Tell them.
Hey, can we go back to the top of the hour?
Sure.
Do we have an erase button?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we do. It's called YouTube.
Ah, okay. Hey, Vince, quick update on the stock market. I think it's a broken record after, 26 weeks or so that to say that the stock market has been crashing. Yesterday was a horrible day. It's down. Well, interesting today, the Dow is down, the Nasdaq's up. Some of the large high-tech companies, those that are probably going to continue to do well, those stocks are actually up today. So I'm talking about, we won't mention them, but, you know, the big capitalization Nasdaq stocks. It was a terrible day yesterday, and been thinking about it, and it seems that, not seems, we know the Federal Reserve always gets everything wrong. They're always late. They always get everything wrong. So I'm wondering now that actually, you know, we're in recession. The economy's slowing down. There's no question about it. So at this point, are they actually behind the curve again in the sense that maybe they should pause on further interest rate hikes because we're already hurting and, you know, there's a good chance inflation can come down on its own. But even that, do you really think raising interest rates helps if there's, you know, boats jammed in a harbor that can't unload goods or if, you know, China shuts down factories that make ball bearings or, you know, chips or whatever, that's an integral part of our products, so then we can't manufacture our products. Does the Federal Reserve raising interest rates have any effect whatsoever on things like clogged harbors or factory shutdown in China? And, you know, the answer is no. All it really affects is aggregate demand. So, I don't know, it just occurred to me over the past day or two that maybe the Fed should pause at this point because, once again, they're probably a year behind the curve, just like they were for keeping interest rates so low and doing quantitative easing, which for class, that's basically, I won't get into the details, but it's basically printing money. I mean, basically the Federal Reserve literally printed money, something like a Banana Republic would do. And they've been doing that pretty much since the financial crisis in 2008, but they really stepped it up during COVID to, to the trillions of dollars that we had never done before. So anyhow, that's just a quick update. But as we speak, the Dow is down and the Nasdaq is up. There you have it.
Am I supposed to say something?
Well, I think there's not much to say. I mean, everybody's hurting. I don't know who is doing well in this economy.
I think there's a lot to say, and let me just say it very succinctly. When you talked about the Federal Reserve pausing, I absolutely agree. I think they should pause. Permanently.
Well, I'm with you there, Vince, because they don't seem to do anything right. And there's been a lot of bright people, and this is not a joke, who have said you could literally replace the Federal Reserve with a computer and do a better job of managing the money supply and the economy. A four-line computer program.
I agree with that if you don't plug it in.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the Federal Reserve is a private organization that creates out of thin air, kind of something like God could do, create something out of thin air. and then lend it at interest to the federal government. They create, I don't even know what to call it, a concept. They create a concept, they call it money, they lend it to the federal government at interest. What a racket. I could do it, and I'd charge less. Anybody could do it. These guys are, I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, and of course the interest pays the salaries and expenses of the Federal Reserve, then the surplus gets turned over to the Treasury, so it all washes out. So they just basically give it back to the Treasury to spend whatever.
Wait a minute. So the Federal Reserve lends a concept called money to the Treasury.
Well, they loan it to banks,
and it goes
through banks, and then the Treasury gets it from the banks. But it's it's almost a line from one to the other, but the banks are in between.
Okay, so here's the salient point. The Federal Reserve creates we'll call it money out of thin air, lends it to the federal government at interest. But in order to pay the interest, the Federal Reserve has to create more money to pay the interest, which keeps accumulating, which they have to create more money to keep paying the interest, more and more and more creation, and that is inflationary.
Well, they actually
The Federal Reserve is responsible almost solely for the increase in the cost or the apparent cost or the price of what we buy. Because they have inflated, and devalued the currency to the point where one U.S. dollar is, compared to 1913, before the Federal Reserve was around, we didn't have inflation. But since 1913, one U.S. dollar has devalued to the point where it's worth less than 2 cents. It's lost 98% of its purchasing power because of them. The Federal Reserve. They did it. They're doing it. And that's why I'm with you. I think a pause would be a great thing.
Yeah. Well
a
then
permanent pause.
The issue is, what would be better than the current system? And people have said go back to gold, but I don't think we have enough gold to support that. So so the question really is, there's a lot of problems, but what would work better? And don't tell me crypto, because crypto is based on nothing, and don't get me started there, because if you talk to executives in Silicon Valley, everyone thinks, oh, crypto came out of Silicon Valley. Well, that's not true. And almost to the man and woman, if you talk to executives and heads of engineering and different people connected here in the Valley, we all think crypto's a scam. I mean, that it's not a secret. I mean, they all know it's a pyramid scheme. So that's not going to work. So we need something better, no question about it, and something stable. Maybe gold can be a component of it. Problem is, we just don't have enough gold and silver.
Sure we do. But we have to revalue gold. Bert, I'm looking out the window to the northwest, and I see smoke.
Uh-oh.
I think it's coming. I think it's coming from Kyle in Montana. He's on the line. I think it's coming from his place, the smoke. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just one quick comment before we find out if that's Kyle who's on fire. You know, Bert, you mentioned crypto. I think crypto is based on three things. One, wasted electricity. I'm talking about the price of a cryptocurrency. Number one, it's based on wasted electricity.
Yeah.
The amount of wasted electricity. Number two, perceived value. And three, market manipulation. I think that's how crypto is priced. Kyle in Montana, are you on fire? Did I say something?
I'll tell you what, Vince. I am having a really hard time combing this fire extinguisher fluid out of my hair. This is just getting rough.
So, Kyle, I'm really angry. I mean, I am really angry at the mass stupidity that's all around us. And there's so many stupid people, so many ignorant people, so many reckless people that it's killing my livelihood, and I resent it.
And that's just the people in the White House.
Yeah, well, no, that is everyone. And Bert, I am glad you're an optimist. I really am. We need optimists. But I've got to say something. This Federal Reserve is not behind the eight ball whatsoever. Just like this, they created the monetary system that created the empire, quote unquote, that is America. They created it and brought it up, made the dollar tied to the petrodollar, created all of that to be able to make this empire, and now they're taking it down. They know exactly what they're doing. They knew all this printing of money. COVID was just the excuse to be able to give them the highway to be able to accelerate their plans, in my opinion. The other thing is, as far as what could replace this system, we're going to be forced into it anyway. Folks, if you look at Venezuela, you look at Zimbabwe, and you look at all these other places, what they are going to replace their monetary system with is goods and services. And we're headed there whether we like it or not. It doesn't matter. They're going to take this dollar so that it is worthless. And so that what's going to be of what where we're headed, whether we like it or not, is going to be to a barter system. And out of that barter system, some type of a currency system will evolve. And I think it's going to have to go to gold and silver, something more tangible than the paper. But I think we're headed so fast and so quickly and so steeply down that the one, I can't remember this guy's name. I've been trying to find it again, too. But there was a guy on YouTube that was quoting the head of one of the farmers unions. I think it was Alaska Prepper on YouTube that had this guy on there. And I'm paraphrasing this because I've seen it a couple weeks ago. But anyway, he said, you know, folks, it's taken overall, it's taken about 1 year for the prices of your food in the grocery store to double. But it's fixing to double from where it is now before the end of the year. And so I think that's the reason that there's this huge push right now to try to do whatever they can to get the guns, because I think they're scared to death that their people are going to come after them and figure this out. But the reality is who controls this thinking country is every one of these Federal Reserve bankers. And the liberals that are stupid enough to go along with this system and believe in this stupid utopia are just part of the problem. And, you know, we've got China breathing down our neck. They just launched their super whatever it was that's the rivals, the biggest aircraft carrier we've got. They just launched one of theirs. And like I said, it rivals ours. They're in the process of building up, and we're in the process of tearing ourselves down. But I hear the music. I can wait till after the break if you want.
Kyle, I just wanted to make sure that Bert knows who you are. And class, Kyle is one of us. Kyle is a USA Prepares instructor. And pretty much we're all kind of frosted. Actually, beyond frosted.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However, a number of appeal routes remain open to Assange. He has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. All the usual locations will be closed Monday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Globally, more than 55 million people have dementia, with 10 million new cases diagnosed every year. Vitamin D is a hormone precursor that is increasingly recognized for widespread effects, including brain health. A study from the University of South Australia shows a direct link between dementia and a lack of vitamin D. The report says in some populations, as much as 17% of dementia cases might be prevented by increasing everyone to normal levels of vitamin D. Soft-on-crime DAs elected to office for the last few years have proven to be disastrous for the American people. The man accused of killing two El Monte, California police officers this week had a rap sheet going back to 2009. On Monday, Justin Flores' girlfriend called police for an assault accusation. He was not arrested. Then on Tuesday, he murdered two police officers in an ambush. Attorney Kurt Schlichter on Fox News Friday morning.
Look at that resume. That guy should have been making big rocks into little rocks into the foreseeable future. But instead, because of Gascon's policies, he's on the street. He murders Officer Santana. He murders Officer Paredes. Look at that family. Look at the devastation he's caused to those people and their community. But that's not it. Those are not the only victims. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of such victims in Los Angeles, victims of his leftist policy of blaming the citizens instead of the criminals. This is disgraceful. We need to get rid of this bum.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to comment, you can send me an email, instructor@USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com, instructor@USAprepares.com. Kyle, we're going to have to run. I know Bert has a lot scheduled for today. Bert,
yep,
do you have any comments,
okay,
for Kyle? Do you have any comments?
No, Kyle says we have to replace the Federal Reserve, but I don't know if there's enough of a movement, and it would have to come from Congress. And I just don't see, maybe things will change with the next Congress, but I just don't see enough support to do that. And even with some changes that may occur in November. So, I mean, that's the issue.
Well, it's not going to come from Congress. They're all on the take. It's going to have to come from us, we the villagers. Okay. Very good, Kyle. Thanks so much for being with us.
See you later, Ben. Thanks.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so So what we were going to talk about today, and we got a little sidetracked there, but that's fine. That's important what's going on right now. But our topic today is kind of interesting. It's living off the grid, and it's something that probably Class has discussed in, 100 classes on USA Prepares over the past few days. Years, I should say. But what's interesting is today, it's actually easier than ever to live off the grid yet still be connected to the grid, if you know what I mean. So, 50 years ago, if you were off the grid, you were really off the grid. I mean, you had no power, no telephone, no internet. Well, there was no internet. You had nothing. Today, you can pretty much live a full life and not be connected to the electric company and water company, to any company, and still be connected, if you want, to the rest going on with society to the extent you want to be. And it's actually easier than ever to do that. So there's some, new things that have occurred in the last few years, and we just wanted to explore for class some of those things going on. For instance, and I know you're not as great as fan, but there, you can now have internet anywhere on the planet, and it's a little pricey. It's $110 a month and one-time hardware cost of $599, but you can order Starlink, which is internet through low-orbiting satellites, and you can see these satellites, by the way, typically at sunrise and sunset when there's a little bit of sun shining on them. They look like almost like a ring, like a bracelet or just a ring of lights if you catch it at the right angle. And you can be connected to the internet and the world. You can get your phone from that, your communications from that, and you can literally be in the middle of nowhere. Now, I want to put a little bit of an asterisk on that. These are orbiting satellites, and they control where they orbit. So probably if you're at the North Pole or the South Pole, you're not going to get coverage. But let's put it this way. You can't really live off the grid on either of those poles because of the temperature. But for where you actually would want to live off the grid, you can get Starlink. There are more expensive satellite systems that we've had for many years where, for emergency phone use, or those are quite expensive, those other type of satellite systems, many times more expensive than Starlink. So what Starlink does is bring it down to where you can build your house, out in a canyon somewhere where you have no connection to anyone and still be connected. And you can do your telephone over that because most phone is now one way or another over the internet. I mean, even if you're on a regular dial-up line, at some point, probably that signal, that audio signal of yours has been digitized and is being transmitted at some point on internet lines. So you can have your telephone, you can have your internet communications, and then be literally in some canyon where it takes 2 days to deliver mail to you. Well, you probably don't have mail delivery, and still be connected. And of course, once you're on the internet, we know you can get streaming, so you can get your TV programs to the extent you want them and everything else. So, you couldn't do that. Vince, there's an area of Hawaii called McKenna, and in the 60s and 70s, hippies went off the grid to go live there, and a few of them are still alive, and they're kind of like coming out and rubbing their eyes and amazed at what's going on. And actually, they don't have much choice, because what happened to McKenna, and it's an area in Maui for those who are interested, is it's sort of like Maui grew into them. So where they literally were in the middle of nowhere in the 60s and 70s, the development of Maui itself kind of encroached on them. And there are a few hippies left, but they're sort of coming out of the woods, rubbing their eyes and amazed at what's going on right now. So that off the grid community is probably back in the grid, whether they like it or not. So that's just one idea on the internet of what you can do. And Vince, you've talked often about solar. So between solar and wind, you can and battery backup, you can provide all the power you need. You don't need to call the power company for anything. Not that they would probably bring power if you're in the middle of nowhere, but you don't need them because solar has progressed to the point where the panels are more reliable. They last longer. They're more efficient. And with battery backup, you can have a good power system and, again, not know that you're off the grid in the middle of nowhere. Vince, back at you.
Well, that sounds like my lifestyle.
We
generate electricity.
Yeah.
We have solar panels. We have a wind turbine. I haven't put it up. I've owned it for a few years, but it's the wrong voltage. It's only like a 12-volt system. It's a toy as compared to the 48-volt system that we have. We run our farm on solar power. Bert, frankly, I wouldn't know how to survive if we had a traditional electric bill. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't know how we could survive with a mortgage, car payments, and an electric bill, and a heating bill, and all that. I wouldn't know how to do it, because there, frankly, is not the funds to support that. So we literally did the right thing many years ago when we built from scratch our solar power generation system. And our latest electric bill was in the $30 neighborhood, and 27 of that was for the meter charge. So I still have us connected by choice to the grid, the power grid. And the reason for that is I'm still tweaking the battery bank to see and still putting up solar panels to see exactly how much electricity we can generate. And it looks like we're generating almost everything that we need. Now, if we reduce further the amount of electricity we use, we won't need to be on the grid at all. The only thing is, refrigeration is a problem. And we've decided that it makes no sense to sell our beef into the market. So we are going to sell directly the finest beef in the world directly to customers. But we have to build a refrigeration system to do that, and that takes electricity. We have the refrigeration system. I bought it. I bought a used, massive, true TRUE brand freezer. It's a commercial freezer. It'll hold an entire cow, processed cow, and we're going to sell directly using our refrigeration equipment. We have more freezers than that, but when you plug them all in, it uses a lot of electricity. And if we can generate enough, we're good to go. So that's what I need to figure out, and it's probably going to take me a few months to figure that part out empirically through testing. But the bottom line is, yeah, you can do it, and we're doing it. So it makes no sense to me to be connected. Well, it's slavery. If you're connected to the grid, you are at the whims of the utilities, because you cannot live today without electricity. You know, if you live in the Southwest, you will cook without air conditioning. If you live with a water well and you want to have water, you need electricity. If you live in an area that requires heat, you probably need electricity. And if you want to cook on your stove, you need electricity. So there's no way around it. And I haven't even addressed cell phones and internet and television and, you know, entertainment. It's a real big problem. We are 100% flat out addicted to electricity. Bert?
I guess I would say Benelli Farm and Ranch is half on the grid and half off. Well, let's call it two-thirds off the grid. And by the way...
We'd call it probably 90%, 95% off the grid.
Okay.
Except for the only internet and telephone. That's the only thing that we need to be connected to.
Well, I have some good news for you. I just checked on Starlink, and I put in the Benelli Ranch address, and it says Starlink expects to have service for you in early 2023. So it's not quite. I guess they haven't put the satellites overhead to orbit over your end of Missouri. But they said you need to put a deposit down now for $99. I'm not sure why. It's not like their launch plans are going to change. whether or not you put down the deposit. But it's $5.99 hardware, $50 shipping. For some reason, it's not $99 a month for you.
Are you saying it's $6? $6 and how much shipping?
It's $50 shipping. So not $99 for whatever reason your area, maybe because it's going up in 2023, is $110 a month. And you need to put down a $99 deposit today to reserve your space, which I don't know why, because I'm pretty sure if you wait till the satellite's operational, you can probably just order it then. But
I wouldn't buy it no matter what, because it's Elon's. And I believe he's one of the most dangerous people on the planet, drilling holes in the ground, drilling holes through the atmosphere, cooking us with microwaves from space. I'm not interested. And driving and providing cars to the GDP that crash into nouns. And nouns are people, places, and things. I'm not interested in working with Elon Musk no matter what. Even, you know what, I would interview him, though, but it would be, he probably wouldn't like it too much. I'd interview him right here, and I would promise to be polite, but firm.
Well, we'll see what he can do. How about we set up the interview so he brings over a Starlink system for the farm?
No, I don't want it. But I'll tell you what I would do. I would review it, but then it would have to go back. Bert, I have a problem with the destruction of the planet, and I believe that he's dangerous. The batteries in his Tesla vehicles, where are they going to go? When they quit, where do they go?
Yeah, it's probably worse than the windmill blade.
Yeah, absolutely, because they're only fiberglass. These things are toxic heavy metals. So he's mining rare earth elements, putting them in batteries, putting them in electric cars that we don't need, and we don't know what to do with the byproduct.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt's with us, and Greg Lesher calling in from Utah. Greg, very quickly, please.
Yes, there is a solution for the refrigeration, the freezers, and that's Sundancer. Sundancer. I've had one for 20 years. Takes one solar panel and one battery, and I have not had to touch it. And it's, of course, it's not frost-free, but that's what you need.
Very good. All right. The only problem I have with that, Greg, is that we're talking 49 cubic feet, 50 cubic feet. So this is a massive device to hold a cow. But All right, Greg, thanks so much for calling in. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, what's the size of the solar system you have at the Finelli Ranch? Do you know what your kilowatt hour is? Or your total kilowatt?
Right now, I do. Right now, I've got the charge controllers throttled back so that they are only producing 55% of the current they're capable of producing. And we are generating, when it's sunny, about 5.25 kilowatts, at that second. And we're generating somewhere around 30 to 50 kilowatts per day, kilowatt hours per day. So I don't have all the solar panels turned on. I don't have all the solar panels installed. I don't have the charge controllers set to maximum throttle, which I could do with the push of a button. And I don't have all of the battery bank. I only have half of it installed. I was able to buy a used set of batteries that are exactly the same lot number and date of manufacture that we have. So we currently have a set of 40 cells. Each one is 1.2 volts at 500 ampere hours. So we have 500 ampere hours at 48 volts, and I have another set exactly the same, so we'll have 1,000 ampere hours at 48 volts. That's that's nickel iron, not lithium. So that's our system.
Okay.
Does that describe it?
Yeah, you have I would call a fairly large system in the scheme of things.
We probably have the largest system of any residential customer of Laclede Electric Cooperative that has on-grid, off-grid, and hybrid. And what that means is we are not grid dependent. And that's a real problem with solar systems.
Yeah.
Many of them are grid tied, which means that you'll have solar panels and you'll be selling to the grid. And the grid is the clock for the system. And if the grid goes down, you've got nothing, even though it's bright and sunny.
Yeah, we have that problem in California. Hey, for class, there's a very simple formula to figure out the size of your, that you need for your solar system. So you take your daily consumption in kilowatt hours, and that's something you can figure out. Just look at your meter or look at your power bill. Divide that by your average sun hours, and then times that times an efficiency factor. So very, very simple formula. Daily consumption in kilowatt hours divided by average sun hours in a day times your efficiency factor. So to give an example, if you had a very small home, might have 5 kilowatt hours, and if you take 6 hours of peak sunlight and efficiency factor, say, of 1.2, then that small family would need a 1 kilowatt solar system. So let's put that at the low end of the scale. So basically a 1 kilowatt system, small system, that would be about 5 kilowatt hours in a day. And that'll be, probably somewhere between, depending on where you buy it and what type of panel, somewhere between $2,000 and $4,000, something like that. Your system, way at the other end of the extreme. What's known as a large system, and you're a little bit larger than that, is about 25 kilowatt hours per day, which basically needs about a 5 kilowatt system. And, that's in today's pricing. I don't know. You did it yourself, but that's probably going to be somewhere around $20,000 or more. So, but very, very simple formula. And, the solar has gotten more efficient. Efficiency is getting better, and reliability of the panels is getting better, but they still do wear out. A lot of people think they last forever. They don't. In fact, not only do they wear out slightly every year. So after 10 years, you can notice significant degradation, and after 20 years, they're probably not worth having. You know, you need to replace them. So I'm not sure what the life on your panels are. You know, some people just continually are replacing them. So you take your oldest one out and put in a new one and on a continuous basis, or you just say this whole roof side over here, that's getting replaced next year, that type of thing.
Well, it sounds to me, based on what you said, our system is about 10 times the size of
small.
Of small.
Yeah. About right. Well, 5 to 10
times. And so here's what's really important, class. The amount of real estate for the solar panels is huge. Huge. It's way bigger than anybody thinks. So a small panel is not going to do it. It flat out isn't. Bert, thanks so much for being with us today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.